Mitch McConnell refuses to say if he would support Trump if convicted, not going to comment. By Hannah Blow on June 13, 2023. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, on Tuesday refused to reveal if he would support former President Donald Trump as the Republican nominee if the former president is convicted, asserting that he is just simply not going to comment on the candidates. CNN's Mana Raju asked the Senate Minority Leader, given that the former president is facing a federal indictment and these serious allegations, could you still support him if he becomes the nominee, even if he's convicted? McConnell refused to reveal his true intentions, dodging the question completely. The Republican campaign for the nomination has already been going on for 6 months, McConnell said. It's going to be going on for a year longer. And I'm just simply not going to comment on the candidates. We've got a bunch of and I'm just simply going to stay out of it, the lawmaker added. Watch. Other lawmakers, however, have not felt that way, openly decrying the weaponization of the Biden Justice Department against Trump. Related, Jim Jordan, Trump indictment the most political thing I have ever seen. The former president will be indicted for mishandling his own government's classified info. Yet everyone agrees the president has the authority to declassify anything. Fellow Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., said after Trump first revealed the indictment last week. Biden is attacking his most likely 2024 opponent. He's using the justice system to preemptively steal the 2024 election, he concluded. This is what's happening, plain and simple. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has also refused to take McConnell's approach of silence, initially deeming it a dark day for the United States of America. It is unconscionable for a president to indict the leading candidate opposing him. Joe Biden kept classified documents for decades, he said. I, and every American who believes in the rule of law, stand with President Trump against this grave injustice. House Republicans will hold this brazen weaponization of power accountable, he continued, echoing those claims during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Related, Josh Hawley on Trump's indictment by the Biden administration, we are at a moment of danger.